Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are going to give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And when is it safe to exercise after heat stroke?
When? The minute after?
Well, here's the
deal. 2 minutes.
This is a very controversial area, more so than people like to think about. Now, the difference between when you talk about heat stroke and heat exhaustion is that when you have heat exhaustion, the person may collapse, may not be able to continue exercise. Heat stroke's more serious. That leads to delirium and puts the person in a coma. They have to be hospitalized. Either way, if you see somebody, you come upon someone, you don't know what's going on with them, the first thing that should be done immediately is cool this person off with an ice bath or cold water, cold towels. Get them out of the heat, get them into the shaded area, and get them cooled off. Now, here's the deal. When you suffer from heat stroke, and a lot of people do, especially athletes in the summer when they're working out and
to have heat stroke.
Well, it's
periodically.
It's not good.
You recommend it?
It's not good.
Then you're working hard enough. That's your telltale sign.
And you typically see this in endurance events. Triathletes, you'll see this a lot, especially in the summertime, because they create such intense heat. The problem with heat stroke, a lot of times people thought that the problem with it is that it affected the regulating center of the brain, which is the hypothalamus. But what we're finding out is that it doesn't affect that. It's affected. They've done a bunch of studies and they found that the injured part of the brain is actually the cerebellum and the cerebral cortex, and that's why people pass out.
And do you use that a lot?
Yes.
That's an important
part. You need that part of the brain. You need that a lot. But here's the main issue. It's when you're sweating or when you create this tremendous heat, what the body does is it takes blood and takes your blood, and instead of going to the working muscles and to the deep organs, it brings the blood to the surface
to cool you off.
So that blood is not going to the areas that it typically goes to. And almost 25% of your body's blood gets shunted back to the surface.
And that's
to be
probably bad
down.
For your brain.
Not good for the brain. But here's what we're finding out that it's really bad for. It's bad for the stomach. It's bad because what happens is toxic substances are getting excreted by the gut bacteria, and they seep out. What is known as this leaky gut syndrome. And it's what results is inflammation, causes damage to the organs, especially the liver and the kidneys.
So should you exercise or not?
Well,
after?
No, it's when. The problem is when at least a week, maybe 2 to 3 weeks after the fact. But the main thing is that you have to get cooled quickly, and the people can recover completely, so you don't wind up getting into a heat stroke situation. But if you get into a heat stroke situation, it may take you 2 to 3 weeks, maybe even a month or a couple of months. We see liver damage soon after that, so it's very important. You need a lot of time to recover from heat stroke.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.